Hi, I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at the North Korean embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Tae Young-ho has arrived with his family in the South Korean capital Seoul and is under government protection. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from Hamadan Air Base and was aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey plans to free 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left on their sentences. The announcement is part of a decree made Wednesday to make room in jails for thousands of people who have been arrested in recent weeks for allegedly participating in a failed coup attempt. In town to meet with Kenya's president, South Sudan's new first vice president met with reporters Wednesday in Nairobi. Jill Craig takes a look.
During his meeting with reporters, South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengai, urged members of the press several times to be truthful in reporting on his country, saying they were spreading misinformation about fighting around Juba.
This is not true. The country is in peace.
Deng announced that his government has prioritized combining the forces of President Salva Kiir and former first vice president Riek Machar, with the goal of having one fully unified army by May 2017. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Women's track and field events will occupy most of the Olympic primetime lineup Wednesday night. Medals are being handed out in three high-profile events. Meanwhile, Patrick Hickey has decided to step aside temporarily as member of the Olympic Committee following his arrest in a ticket probe. This is VOA News. A Brazilian judge issued an order preventing American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fegan from leaving the country, stating that they gave conflicting testimonies about being robbed earlier this week. But Lochte's father told the Associated Press his son has already returned to the U.S. Brazilian officials are suggesting the U.S. swimmers may not have told the whole truth and need to answer some questions. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has made changes to the leadership of his campaign. Trump hired Stephen Bannon, a senior executive at the website Breitbart, to be campaign chief executive officer and promoted pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. The campaign says the shakeup does not affect the role of campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, was not impressed by the changes in the Trump campaign.
He can hire and fire anybody he wants from his campaign. They can make him read new words from a teleprompter. But he is still the same man who insults Gold Star families, demeans women, mocks people with disabilities, and thinks he knows more about ISIS than our generals.
Hillary Clinton campaigned Wednesday in Cleveland, Ohio. A collection of powerful computer hacking tools developed by the U.S. National Security Agency has mysteriously appeared online. That development could compromise operations at the spy agency and put government and corporate computers at risk. A file containing the tools first appeared online a few days ago. They are designed to take over firewalls in order to control computer networks and modify information. The tools were posted online by a group called Shadow Brokers, which is offering to auction them. The NSA has not commented. Hundreds of people marched through the city of Beni in the Democratic Republic of Congo to protest government inaction against rebels suspected of killing at least 50 people in a weekend attack. There are reports that several people were killed when violence broke out during the demonstration. The head of the local rights organization says police used live ammunition to disperse the protesters and arrested several of them. A Malaysian fuel tanker has apparently been hijacked and taken into Indonesian waters. Malaysian maritime authorities said Wednesday the tanker Vir Harmony went missing Tuesday, the day after leaving the port of Tanjung Pelepas. It was carrying about 900,000 liters of diesel fuel. The vessel has been spotted in the waters off the Indonesian island of Batam near Singapore. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.